Sometimes we struggle over and over with the same life issues. Why are some things so difficult to change? God in His perfect wisdom has provided the answers to all of life's challenges. First and foremost, He's given us the recipe for success in His Word. He's also given us a mind and a will. We're able to choose our thoughts and behaviors. In Proverbs it says, "As a man thinks, so is he." Hi, this is Dana Dimitri, your lifestyle coach. This tape is designed to help you fill your mind with powerful truths from God's Word. I've personalized the scriptures so they become your conversation with God, claiming His truths. There's a listing of all the scriptures on the cover of your tape. As Oswald Chambers shares in his popular devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, we are in danger of forgetting that we cannot do what God does, and God will not do what we can do. Listening to this tape daily will help you do your part. Fill your mind with God's promises and truth. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's your only vehicle for life on this earth. As you listen, please ask God to show you where He wants you to change. Don't try to conform to the standard of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you will know what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight. I know that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that is in me, and that I am not my own. I've been bought with a price, and I choose to glorify God in my body. I know that with God, all things are possible. Even when I feel like a failure, I stand on the truth that I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Father, forgive me for the negative thoughts and messages I allow to play in my mind. Forgive me for not honoring You with my body. It is the temple of Your Holy Spirit, and I commit my mind, body, and spirit to You. When I walk in the power of God's Spirit, I have the self-control to overcome the power of my appetite and negative attitudes. I walk in God's Spirit by committing every temptation and every meal and snack to Him. I'm responsible for my thoughts and actions. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, whether I eat or drink or whatever I do it all to the glory of God. I praise You because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Thank You for my body and how You made me according to Your exact specifications. I don't compare myself to others. I celebrate and praise You for exactly who I am in You. Help me, Lord, to be the best that You have ordained for me to be. Lord, I understand that all my feelings are a result of my beliefs. Help me to see the truth and to discard the lies I believe. I choose to stand on the truth of Your Word and who You say I am and not the world's messages. Father, please help me guard my thoughts and my imaginations. When I'm experiencing feelings of boredom, stress, or other emotions, help me to gravitate toward healthy thoughts and activities to cope rather than eating. Help me to find things I enjoy more than food that produce positive fruit. Father, unlock my mind from the lies I believe and renew me with Your perfect truth. You know my struggles with food. Guide me to freedom from the bondage of food and an unhealthy body image. My thoughts, feelings, and behaviors about food and my body are holding me back from being all I can be in Christ. I willfully submit to Your wisdom and plan. Lord, fill me with Your awesome power. Lord, I take responsibility for my body and the choices I make. I know You have given me a spirit of self-control, and I claim that fruit today. I choose to glorify You, Lord, in every area of my life. Show me what attitudes and behaviors are wrong, and give me the strength to walk down the better path. Lord, help me to crave spiritual food. When I feel weak or lazy, draw me to You and let me feast on Your Word. Your Word promises that You will provide all that I need to live in a way that honors You. Lord, I claim that promise and walk in faith, knowing You will supply all my needs. Lord, help me to eat for nourishment and fully enjoy the experience. And when I am well fed, help me to turn my focus to other things and forget about food until I am truly hungry again. Jesus, I want to dedicate each meal and snack to You as if You were sharing it with me. Help me to see with spiritual eyes my habits and behaviors so that I can fully honor You with my body. I'm laying aside every weight and the sin that ensnares me, and I am running with endurance the race set before me, keeping my eyes on Jesus. I fill my mind and thoughts with things that are true, noble, just, pure, and lovely. I imagine every meal I eat with Jesus, and I'm more interested in pleasing Him than pleasing my appetite. I know the truth, and the truth sets me free. I know the truth about food and what fuels my body for optimum health. I know the truth about exercise and what my body needs to stay strong. I know the truth about rest and the importance of physical and spiritual renewal. I choose my actions based on truth, and these truths set me free to be all God has ordained for me. I delight in the Lord and know that when my focus is on Him and His perfect will, He will give me the desires of my heart. Therefore, I commit everything I do to the Lord, knowing that I will succeed. Lord, Your word says that a heart at peace gives life to the body. I pray that You will show me how to live without stress and worry. I know that in all areas of my life, my help comes from the Lord. I have faith in His desire to help me live healthfully. My faith is being sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. I know He cares about my health and habits. I know that He will guide me each day to make better choices if I will ask Him. Lord, I am asking You to give me strength to choose the best lifestyle that will enhance my health and energy. Your word says that You can restore me to health. I know that the testing of my faith through trials produces patience and character. Let patience have its perfect work, that I may be perfect and complete in Your eyes, lacking nothing. Every time I feel like eating for the wrong reason, I will choose to feast on my relationship with You, Jesus, through prayer, meditation, reading, and hearing Your word. I am filling my mind with God and His truth every day. I take responsibility for all my thoughts and behavior, and I choose to honor You, Lord. I am now free from all condemnation, knowing that I do not dwell in guilt and shame, but rather move forward celebrating each new hour, each new day. I know that God has created me with a mind that responds to my most dominant thoughts and beliefs. I'm bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight. Teach me to dwell constantly in Your truth and power. Even when I'm struggling against old unhealthy habits, I remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has promised that the good work He has begun in me will be perfected. I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I run with perseverance the race that is set before me. I look to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. He lives in me so that I can live more abundantly. My body is a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Taking good care of my body is my spiritual act of worship. I choose not to be conformed to this world. I am transformed daily by the renewing of my mind. By filling my mind with God's truth, I am able to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. I don't live by food alone. I feast on the Word of God and His truth. Like Jesus, it is my first desire to do the will of God. I look to Jesus to help me in all areas of my life. I know when I'm weak and feel undisciplined that God will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I am able. But with Christ, all things are possible. He is my strength and my song. In the morning, Lord, I lift my prayers to You. I watch eagerly for Your answers, knowing it is Your heart's desire to fill me to overflowing with Your Spirit and truth. Thank You for Your truth, Lord Jesus. You alone are truth and life. I am thankful that You give me all I need to live according to Your perfect will.